Welcome to Morning Prayer on Tuesday the 29th of December. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. You laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, Creator of heaven and earth. To you be praise and glory for ever. As your living word, eternal in heaven, assumed the frailty of our mortal flesh, may the light of your love be born in us, to fill our hearts with joy as we sing, Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 21, for which the refrain is, The king puts his trust in the Lord. The king shall rejoice in your strength, O Lord. How greatly shall he rejoice in your salvation! You have given him his heart's desire and have not denied the request of his lips. For you come to meet him with blessings of goodness and set a crown of pure gold upon his head. He asked of you life, and you gave it him, length of days for ever and ever. The king puts his trust in the Lord. His honour is great because of your salvation. Glory and majesty have you laid upon him. You have granted him everlasting felicity and will make him glad with joy in your presence. For the king puts his trust in the Lord. Because of the loving kindness of the Most High, he shall not be overthrown. The king puts his trust in the Lord. Your hand shall mark down all your enemies. Your right hand will find out those who hate you. You will make them like a fiery oven in the time of your wrath. The Lord will swallow them up in his anger, and the fire will consume them. Their fruit you will root out of the land, and their seed from among its inhabitants. The king puts his trust in the Lord. Because they intend evil against you and devise wicked schemes which they cannot perform, you will put them to flight when you aim your bow at their faces. Be exalted, O Lord, in your own might. We will make music and sing of your power. The king puts his trust in the Lord. Crown us, O God, but with humility, and robe us with compassion, that as you call us into the kingdom of your Son, we may strive to overcome all evil by the power of good, and so walk gently on the earth with you, our God, for ever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The word of life which was from the beginning, we proclaim to you. The darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. The word of life which was from the beginning. That which we heard, which we saw with our eyes and touched with our hands, we proclaim to you. For our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of life which was from the beginning, we proclaim to you. Let us pray. Prayer by St. Augustine of Hippo. O Lord, the house of my soul is narrow. Enlarge it that you may enter in. It is ruinous. O repair it. It displeases your sight. I confess it, I know. But who shall cleanse it? To whom shall I cry but to you? Cleanse me from my secret faults, O Lord, and spare your servant from strange sins. Amen. A prayer by Rachel McCarthy from Cafford. God of hope, we cling to you, for you renew the face of the earth. Through the gift of your Son, our Lord Jesus, we follow you on the path of dawn. Enlightened by your love and wisdom, help us to lead each other and all creatures back to your open arms. Amen. Rejoicing in the presence of God here among us, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God, who has called us out of darkness into his marvellous light, bless us and fill us with peace. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.